Welcome to Ardor's Erotic Reflections. In this podcast, Ardor gives you glimpses into some of his stories and talks about his odd and pointless views on gender, sex, and all things erotic.
This is a rebroadcast of a 2012 podcast, which I unfortunately had to censor to meet Apple's guidelines. For the uncensored version, please visit my website, arterotica.com, and subscribe to the Arterotica feed on my podcast page. The Unwritten Rules has also been published to both my website, arterotica.com, and Amazon. And don't forget, you can only get the free bonus chapters most of my books have by buying directly through me on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. I use PayPal, so it's safe, secure, and the best way to buy my books. Stop by my website today and get a free ebook and see how simple it is to put my books on your favorite device. Welcome to the second episode of Ardor's Erotic Reflections. Don't forget about my other podcast, though, Arterotica. On that podcast, I read excerpts from some of my stories and talk about the trouble I get into. You have to go to my website, arterotica.com, to get that show. That's arterotica.com. You'll find the show on my podcast page, where you can use the feed link to subscribe to it through iTunes or any other podcatcher that you like to use. You can also listen to it directly from my website. It's all free, but you'll have to go to my website to check it out. Wow, did I have a busy weekend. Beyond Leather was quite the wild ride. If you've never been to an event like this, I don't know exactly how to describe it. This isn't a place where you have to hide who you are and what you're into. Everywhere you look, there are slaves, submissives, and tops of all kinds. This is also an event where lesbian, gay, transgender, and crossdressers are very welcome. So if you go, you should be comfortable with that. Personally, I find they're all just people like anyone else. If you treat them with kindness and respect, they will happily return the favor. Also know that you'll be under no pressure to do anything you're not 100% comfortable with. As the title implies, this event is for the leather community. Although anyone interested in the kink or BDSM community is welcome. If you've been around FetLife, you've probably seen people in leather families. If you're wondering what that's all about, I'll have a link in my show notes on my webpage under podcasts where you can learn more. Frankly, the leather culture is kind of new to me. While I've been in and around the BDSM scene for close to 20 years now, I really haven't had much to do with the leather scene. It seems kind of odd to me now that I think about it, but one way or another, we really haven't crossed paths. So, some elements of Beyond Leather were a little lost on me. There was a big speech at the opening ceremonies given by someone who everyone was impressed with. I had no idea who she was. Apparently, she'd been in the leather scene since the 70s and talked about how people should have respect for each other in the scene. I don't even remember where I learned dungeon etiquette anymore, but it's all mostly common sense. Stand far enough back so that you don't interfere with what's happening. Don't try to talk with anyone involved in the scene until it's over, and just be polite and all-around considerate of those in the club with you. Mostly, pretty simple common sense stuff. I'm not really much of a joiner, so being a leather man doesn't really interest me. Not to mention that I think I'd look pretty damn silly trying to pass off that look. That doesn't mean that I have anything against the leather community, though. The leather people that I've met have all been really nice. So if you're into being part of the leather community, I say you should go for it. Most of the activities at Beyond Leather were lectures and demos on different types of BDSM play. You could also socialize with people you know, meet new people, and a dungeon opened up at night for public play. There were some awesome demos. There was a flogging demo, which was lots of fun, a lecture on insertables and the female anatomy, which was actually really informative. As far as I'm concerned, you just can't ever know too much about a subject like that. Did you know that the clitoris is about 3 to 4 inches long, and what most people normally see is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak? And if you press gently on a woman's lower belly, it'll move her inner organs around so that her bladder rubs against the root of her clitoris. I don't know if that works myself, but next time I get the chance, I'm going to give it a try. When the lecture was over, a live participant from the audience volunteered to be the demonstration model for two types of
beep
sex toys. Yes, what I'm telling you is I saw a live
beep
sex show, and it was awesome. A 6-foot-tall black woman used a strap-on on another woman. Then they used a short, fat,
beep,
girthy dildo on the same woman. Wow. Another lecture that I really enjoyed was the strap-on demo. Once again, I learned something new. The lecturer said that silicone lube is actually an industrial lubricant. On top of being bad for your silicone
beep
toys, if you used it often enough, like every day for instance, it's possible for it to build up in your liver and cause you health problems. Kind of like the way leaking silicone implants have caused health problems in women. They recommended that you put a condom on every sex toy because you don't really know what they're made of, and use only natural cosmetic-grade lubricants. A really interesting point that I think bears thinking about. I love my sex toys, but I don't want to get sick from them. This demo also ended with a live sex show. A participant from the audience sat in a chair with a thigh harness on, while the female lecturer availed herself of it. They announced that they were looking for demo dollies at the beginning of the lecture. I was more than tempted to get up there and let her use her
beep
on me, but in the end, I was just too bashful to do it. I couldn't get the image out of my head the whole weekend, though. In some ways, I wish I would have gone for it, but sometimes that kind of thing is really better off as fantasy. And I promise you, I won't be fantasizing about it for some time. The pony play event was really cool. I happen to know one of the ponies in the event, and maybe at some point I can get her to do an interview about it. Pony play is one of those fetishes that some people find hard to understand. So maybe we can get her to come on the podcast and give us the pony's eye view. I was very proud of her as she put on a great show and won best tack and equipment and best horsemanship in the show. The show itself was kind of like a coordinated dance. There was a large space set aside in one of the banquet rooms, and there were lettered cards placed at certain points. The judges sat at the front of the room, and each pony came in with a handler, and one of the judges called out the letters and different kinds of walks that the pony had to do. All the ponies looked great, and it was an interesting event. It's not for everyone, but I thought it was fun. I don't have anything negative to say about Beyond Leather. I do wish the female-dominant, male-submissive community was given a little more attention. There were two or three events within Beyond Leather that had to do specifically with fandom, but that's about it. They were great events that, of course, I took part in, but they were a pretty small percentage of the total amount of events given that weekend. There were also times I had to choose between different lectures that were given at the same time. For example, I missed out on a lecture on violet wands and electricity play because I chose to go to a lecture on rope bondage. However, I've never tried to organize an event anything near this large, so I can't even imagine the difficulties involved in coordinating everything. This just may be a case of you can't make everyone happy at the same time. So I would like to say thank you to Sir Top, Slave Bonnie, and everyone involved with Beyond Leather for putting together a great event. If you have the chance, you should definitely check it out next year. I think tickets go on sale soon. The earlier you buy them, the cheaper they are, so keep an eye on their website and snap them puppies up the moments they go on sale. I'll have a link in my show notes for this podcast on my website. There's also limited room at the hotel that hosts the event, so if you want a room there, you should book early. The event is held in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the name of the hotel is given out only to registered attendees. So, wow, after that weekend, it took me a day or two to get back into gear. I've been working hard on my latest ebook, a compilation of hot
beep
strap-on stories. I just have the bonus chapter to finish up now, and then I'll be editing and designing the cover. I'll be reading some of that book in my other podcast soon. I just have the bonus chapter to finish up now, and then I'll be editing and designing the cover, so hopefully that will be out soon. I also have some new developments on my story, The Unwritten Rules. I announced on my website that I was taking this story out of the Blank Strand universe, and I had started to do just that. I thought they weren't happy with me, a professional writer, selling a story that takes place in their universe. I had written the owner of the Blank Shand Yahoo group to talk to him, and he didn't respond. I took that as a sign of disapproval. Well, it turns out that my email just got buried in a huge pile of spam or something, and he's totally cool with me writing a Blank Shan story. The only thing he asked is that I remind everyone that the Blank Shan universe is free for anyone to write or create in. This particular story is owned by me, but anyone is free to write a Blank Shan story if they choose to. There's a writer's guide in the Yahoo group in the files section. See my show notes for a link on that and the Yahoo group, and you can get in on some Blank Shan action too. This is really good news because it saves me a ton of work. Now all I have to do is undo a few small changes I made, do a quick read-through, and design the cover. What this means for you is that the story will finally be published. I know I've been keeping you guys on the hook for this for ages, but I promise you, it's on its way out, and it's on its way out soon. I'm also having a great time playing with my Wacom Cintiq, so you can expect to see illustrated versions of my stories soon. I can't wait to get to that. I've been surfing the web for great examples of erotic art. If you're interested, you should check out FutariObsessions.com. All of the artists spotlighted there are great. A few favorites are Faust Sketcher and Sleepy Maid, but there's so much good art there, there's no way I could mention it all. Once again, you'll find links in my show notes for all this good stuff. So make sure you check out arterotica.com and my Twitter feed, @arterotica. I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to Arter's Erotic Reflections. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out his other podcast, Arterotica. You'll find it on his podcast page on his website, arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. It's also free and has excerpts of some of his stories. Listen, subscribe, and see you next time on Arter's Erotic Reflections.